The Simcoe County Rovers women's team battled hard to get back into their game against the Woodbridge Strikers on Saturday, but fell 3-2 in the end. The Rovers squad was down 2-0 at the half before coming up short in a comeback attempt in their League 1 Ontario match at J.C. Massey Field at Georgian College on May 11. Despite being down 2-0, during the halftime break, fans were confident the team would claw back and make a game of it. "We definitely have had a slow start, but we always seem to finish strong," Rosa Pattison, 22, one of the Rovers fans in attendance, told Barry Today. "We got a lot of good signings and returning players. So far in the first half, they seem to have had more possession, but then the chances keep fizzling out." Cassandra Waugh, 10, a grade 4 student at Jocelyn Street Public School, who is also a soccer player, thinks the Rovers are doing pretty well, despite being down 2-0 at the half, and should just keep doing what they are doing to come back and win. She's a serious soccer fan and player. "I know some of the girls. I met them this morning. It was really cool to meet professional soccer people," Waugh explained. As for her ambitions in the world of soccer, "I don't think I'm ever going to quit," Waugh exclaimed. Sitting next to her in the stands is her friend Madison Balkel, 10, also a student at the Johnson Street School. She, too, plays soccer and is a striker. Balkel is also confident in the Rovers' chances at a comeback victory in the second half, and thinks they'll do well this year. "They may do well this year, but sadly, the Rovers women's team fell just short of the mark in the end, having lost 3-2. The men's team fared no better, having lost to the Woodbridge team 3-1. The men face Sigma FC next on May 18 at Tim Hortons Field, while the women go up against North Mississauga SC at Mattamy Sports Park.